You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Hello, Matt Thompson.
Hi, guys.
What's up, man?
Cocktail mentor.
Well, beautiful afternoon for Jen, I think.
I appreciate you looking over your shoulder and seeing that massive wooden wall that's been built and just going with, you know, it's a nice day from the reflection. Just putting
through
that
can
little,
see a bit of blue. See.
Just setting the scene, everyone. Yeah. It is lovely out there.
It is.
Very much so.
We're in the summer.
Of what?
Season.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's hear it.
The summer season. It's the time for gin. It's the time for cocktails.
So,
time for
yeah.
Victor gin.
So... we've done this one before on BFM, but it's basically, it's my favourite cocktail that we do. And this is fresh apple juice with Victor gin and Angostura bitters. And after doing this for quite a while, worked out a good combination. We go half Granny Smith and then half a sweeter apple, like a Gala or something like that. You can go, depending on how sweet you like it, you can go all Granny Smith.
Those are kind of small Granny Smiths as well. Sometimes, aren't they kind of like... bigger?
Are you catching me out here?
No.
I buy the small apples for my kids' lunches, actually.
No, that's fine.
So that's why
they're the
smaller
same size
ones.
as the Gala ones, so yeah. It kind of makes sense anyway.
Yeah, the smaller ones are kind of tastier as well.
Right.
And that's a good drink size, because pretty much one full apple is one drink.
And you just go all into the blender, no real, you just cut them in half?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so,
my
yeah.
brother eats apples just like...
Eats the core
right
and everything.
Through the whole thing. It's so weird to watch, because most normally you see someone go and then turn and do it, but he just goes and it's gone, and then he's like,
it's actually not that bad eating the core, but I've only done it about twice.
He's never had a tree grow outside of him or anything like that.
No. But his
poos,
let me tell you what.
Yeah, maybe at a festival.
Okay, tell me about my brother's purse, John. Thank you. Can I crumple this? I'm going to crumple this bitters
we're
paper.
We're going down that hole.
You've got a brand new, I've never seen a bitters thing like this where it's just like brand new and the A4's poking up. Like, I just want to crumple it. Get a crumple on here. Just bring this down. There you go. Tuck right in.
Yeah, so why is it we normally have a few bottles of bitters hanging about, but we sponsored the Interior Design Awards a little while ago.
Okay.
At St. Matthew's in the
Thompson,
City.
Which
we did it with Victor Gin, because, you know, like, if there's a whole lot of people, more people would prefer a gin and tonic than a whiskey, so we sponsored the gin.
Is that so the masses like gin rather than whiskey? Are you trying to change that?
I think, like, if there's 100 people, like, 90 people would take a gin and tonic.
Fuck, is that true?
You know, whereas less would want a whiskey.
What if you're in a library?
Anyway, we went through a lot of booze that night. We'd just come out of lockdown, and it was a really good night. Matthew's, and it's a beautiful venue.
Really nice. I just noticed
that Angostura Bitters
is
44.7% alcohol. I didn't realise bitters was alcoholic.
It's ridiculously expensive as well.
Yeah.
Think how much...
Are you mad that I crumpled the
thing? It cost like about $40 for that 200ml bottle, whereas a bottle of Victor Gin is 700ml.
Did you notice how John just like flamed out all the crumple that I did as well? Like, stop, don't.
Don't look at it. Matt Thompson, great Christmas present, Victor Gin, right?
Yeah, Victor Gin's a great Christmas present, but it's great to drink over the Christmas period.
Do you know what? Christmas is coming up as well.
Oh, yeah, it is. Wow.
Buzzy.
And then, yeah, whiskey and gin. Also, Thompson Whiskey have got a cellar door sale at Hallertau Brewery on December the 5th.
What does that mean?
That means you can come along. No.
Okay.
Pretty much the same price, but to be a bit cheaper.
You get to see the distillery
because we never ever open the distillery up for people. So you get to see the distillery, and we're going to run some whiskey tastings. So you can book a tasting and go through the range.
Someone's going to be mad that they have to sweep up, though.
What? We don't smash the glass.
Clean the place up if people are coming through.
Oh, you mean you know how messy it is?
Oh, I just can imagine it's a functioning brewery.
It's
where
isn't I work.
It?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's do it. So we've got our half Granny Smith and half Gala apple in the juicer.
Okay. Well, Rick, if you're listening,
Sorry, man.
Smell the apple dust. Can you smell it?
It's some tea.
And that is testament to the brand producer. That juicer is so old. It's about 20 years old. And I bought... We've done a few gindulgence.
It sounds 20 years old, actually, yeah. Now you bring it up.
But it still works. And we've done some gindulgence festivals where we've done this cocktail. And so we've done like hundreds of
How many
day.
Apples did you just do then?
Oh, I don't know. Enough.
Okay, cool.
Well, one per drink. And I bought a backup one in case this one died. Mm. And it just kept on going.
I just wanted to say, Rick, if you're listening, we've plugged the blender into the faraway power, not the power that can shut the studio down like that one time that you called up.
So how much Victor Gin is in one of these
30
mils of Victor Gin in a glass with some ice and a freshly juiced apple in to top it off?
Texter, I think you mean like plum and chip. Don't you mean cherry seeds? Apple seeds are very, very small. Very small.
Oh, and a dash of Angostura bitters.
Oh, it looks lovely on top. Are you doing any particular picture or just a Pollock kind of?
Pollock.
Pollock. Let the record show. He said Pollock.
A bit of a stir.
Oh, right. Now we're going into a little orange peach zone.
Yeah, I put the bitters on last. I put the bitters on last.
Yeah.
And so that we get a gradation of tone.
Oh, what's gradation that? Of tone.
Thank
yes.
you. Mm. That's good.
Yeah, great. Get That's what I wanted.
Get your words ready.
Look at that.
This looks sunset as.
Smells great. I love bitters. Just the aroma.
Mm. It's a great drink.
I know. Mm. Nothing beats the fresh apple.
It's true.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And the Victor Gin.
It takes you back. It's kind of like when you grab a cat on that fat bit behind its neck. You know what I mean? When you have an apple, you're kind of like...
What? That doesn't work.
It's very submissive. Apple juice is like, calm down, just have an apple juice, mate.
You could also say it's very smooth.
Yeah, because yeah, there's a softness. There's a softness there with I don't know.
And there's no egg. I like it. It's like an egg cocktail without the egg.
Yeah.
A little bit.
And then it's got a bit of sharp. It's not all sweet. Like
and it's
like
wet and stuff. Nailed it, man.
Perfect for a hot sunny day.
The gin is very slippery in here, by the way. I think you could even be a little bit more heavy-handed.
Well, it's the same amount. It's just it just yeah. you know just
makes friends
just
with the apple.
Amalgamates really
yeah.
well.
Yeah. No, I'm hats off to you.
What sorry. You're saying is it just tastes like sort of apple juice with bitters in it. And
that's what I'm afraid of.
You couldn't tell that
that's
there's any alcohol.
That's what I'm afraid of, John. Mm.
Drinking it rather anything, quickly. Yeah.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah. So anyone that doesn't know the Victor Gin, it's five botanicals: juniper, lemongrass,
I've been
lemon
saying
zest,
four.
Cardamom, and coriander.
Have you added another one?
No. The kaffir lime has got. Kaffir okay. lime as well. Okay. But the concept with the Victor Gin is rather than 30 different botanicals that you can't tell individually, this is like five familiar flavours that you should be able to pick out. Okay. That kind of deconstructed gin.
Is there an amount you have to have for it to be gin?
Just juniper.
Is that it?
Yeah. Huh. Has to be juniper.
Are there any
dominant.
Only juniper gins on the market? Just strictly
Are there
juniper?
Any other gins that aren't your gin, man?
I think well, there would be gins with no juniper in them. I bet there's a few of those out there.
Then it wouldn't be, though.
Yeah, it would just say juniper.
It would just be some weird drink someone made in a bathtub.
Yeah, and there's the London Dry style that we distill. It's all distilled. It's not... you could do a bathtub gin where you add botanicals later after it was distilled.
Mm-hmm.
This is put in... So we distill them separately or in groups because... Things taste different at different temperatures. So, like, juniper starts to taste bitter at the end, so we want to cut that early, whereas, say, lemon zest and lemongrass, you can distill further, and they taste really good. So so we split it up, which is sort of a more accurate way of doing it, and feel like makes a really nice gin.
Have you just got one recipe now that you're following for Victor Gin, or are you still... Can you get bottles which taste a bit different?
What he's saying is you make a lot of random kind of whiskies. Are you going random
with your gin? Kind of whiskey. See, we've got a double gold at the San Francisco Spirits Competition for this gin, and so you feel like you've got to hit that batch, like you've got to make it the same. Mm. So we do the same recipe, and then I try it, and then, you know, if it's noticeably different, then we'll sort of alter it a bit.
Mm.
Okay.
That's fine.
There we go. All right.
Sell it or sale.
Oh, 5th of December, Hallertau Brewery. December. But just check out our website for details. I think it's like... 11 till 4 or something.
Best place to get Victor Gin? Glengarry?
Glengarry's is good, yeah. They might even have it on special this month.
Oh, he looked over his shoulder a little bit then.
Where are my notes?
Right on, thank you, Matt Thompson. Always a pleasure, mate.
Thanks
for bringing the blender up.
You're welcome.
was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.